Live from the River Cam.
The River Cam.
The biggest inter-college event of Easter term.
Here on Cam FM.
31 colleges, 4 days.
Who will claim head of the river?
Cam FM presents May Bumps 2015.
This is indeed May Bumps 2015, and we are going to throw directly over to the riverside, where Rosa should be waiting for us, because we think that we're about to get W3 underway.
Yes, thank you, Beth. So to clarify what happened, firstly, in the re-row between Wolfson and Eddies, Wolfson bumped Eddies on Plough Reach, and now for the rundown of the W3 division. At the top of the division, we have Corpus Christi W1, closely followed by Lady Margaret W2, who are currently on for Spoon, Price W2, then Keyes W2, then Murray Edwards W2, Trinity Hall W2, Emma W3, Darwin 2, first and third W2, who are currently on for Blade, so that should be interesting, St. Cat's W2, Unum W3, who are very strong this year and also on for Blades at the moment, Girton W2, who are on for Spoons at the moment, Jesus W3, Anglia Ruskin W1, who are currently on for Spoon, St. Edmunds W1, Pembroke W3, Fitzwilliam W2, and then the sandwich boat is Lucy Cav W2. I've just heard the one-minute cannon, so what's going on down first post corner, Jack?
That was actually the start cannon. We're away in this W3 division now. As I say, the boat's again splashing away towards what has become quite a big crowd opposite first post corner. Lots of gazebos and people having a really nice time in this really warm day, even if it is a bit cloudy. Corpus W1 are pulling away. They have just pulled outside of station from LMBC W2, who they bumped yesterday. They're opening that length up. It's about 1.5 to 2 boat lengths now. Christ W2 are on station with LMBC W2. LMBC W2 taking a really tight line around this first post corner. Christ W2 are on station with Keys W2, although Keys W2 are being chased really hard by Murray Edwards W2. Keys W2 have rowed over both days so far, mirroring their sister boat W1, but I would say that is down to about half a boat length now, so that would be something to watch out for going into the gut and round grassy as Murray Edwards W2 closed down ever so slowly on Keys W2. Trinity Hall behind them, big gap between Murray Edwards, about 2 boat lengths down to Trinity Hall W2. Emma W3 have closed it down to about half a boat length now. Emma deciding to take a really tight line around this corner to try and catch Trinity Hall W2. Behind Emma, there's a big gap about 2, 3, possibly 3 boat lengths now to because first and third W2 are chasing Selwyn. They've got it down to about a quarter of a boat length as we come round first post corner. They're closing down now. Cox is trying to angle it so they can get this front, but it's down to a quarter of a boat length now. Only a few feet in it now. This W2 boat has got in today, first and third, coming round first post corner. That'll be something to watch. And we've actually now got a bump. There's overlap between Newnham and St. Cat's W2. And there's a concession, yes, St. Cat's W2 have been bumped by Newnham W2. I'm going to throw up to Rosa on Grassy. What's going on up there?
Yeah, thank you, Jack. So we've had Corpus Christi W1 rowing past on station with LMBC. Price is closing in on LMBC, but that might be something to watch on the reef. We now just have Keys and Marietta pursuing them. They weren't really pulling the guard, but Keys have now pushed away. But they're closing down up Plough Reach, I think. So there might be a bump in Plough Reach of Medworth W2 on Keys. I currently have Pit Hall, let's go to Jack.
Girton W2 have been bumped by Jesus W3. So Girton W2 are on for their spoons as that whistle shows that St. Edmunds W1 are closing in at a quarter of a boat length on Anglia Ruskin W1. Now Rosa may be able to see that coming round into the gut.
Yeah, so it looks like that is just about to bump Selwyn, possibly. Though Selwyn have the tight line around Grassy Corner. Yep, the Selwyn Cox has now conceded. Fat W2 have now bumped up on Selwyn W2, so Fat is still on for Blade. Daisy, what can you see going up Plough Reach?
I can
I can only just see Corpus Christi W1 coming past me. Still can't see Lady Margaret W2 following them. Oh no, here come Lady Margaret W2, but I'd say they've made that to two or three boat lengths between them, so it doesn't look like Lady Margaret W2 are going to bump closely behind Lady Margaret W2, actually. Christ W2, I'd say about on station. So, back to Rosa at Brassey.
So I've just seen Anglia Ruskin W1 and St Edmunds W1 pulling in, so it looks like that was a bump between Eddie and Alan. I can't see anything else. Jack, what can you see at the bottom end of the division?
I can't actually see a lot right now. Can I just confirm whether Rosa, St Eddie bumped up on Anglia Ruskin at all?
Yeah, I think they did. I've just seen them pulling in.
Brilliant, awesome. And now going back to the top of the division, Daisy, what can you see on Ditton?
So I can just see TW2 coming past me about probably a length and a half until Marietta's W2, very closely followed by Trinity Hall W2. Say not quite half a boat length, but they're closing in. We could start to hear some whistle soon, but Marietta's is not far from TW2. Rosa, can you see anything back at Grassy?
Yep, so I've just had Pembroke pass me. There's about between Pembroke W3 and Fitzwilliam W2. And again, there's about another two lengths between Lucy W2 and Fitz W2. So there's not very much action going on at the moment in Grassy Corner. Can you see anything coming up, Plough Reach, Daisy, there?
Yeah, so I just had Emmanuel W3 row past me, but they're quite a way behind Trinity Hall W2. So the nearest two boats that I can actually see are Trinity Hall W2, Murray Edwards W2. Jack, what can you see?
Well, I am currently with the Newnham W3 boat who have formed up again today. That means they're on for their blades tomorrow. You can hear that steering in the background. I'm going to speak quickly to the Cox. Are you confident on blades tomorrow?
Yeah, we've done a really good round with Tom. I've got every day, so
tomorrow. Amazing. And can I just have a massive cheer from everyone in the boat?
Yeah!
That's the Newnham W3 boat who are going to be trying to get their blades tomorrow. We'll throw up now to let's go to Daisy on Ditton. What more can you see on Ditton, Daisy?
Hi, well, I'm looking down the long reach and I can see Trinity Hall W2, Meredith W2, Keys W2, all very close. From the distance, I can't tell you the boat lengths, but I'd say that W2, Trinity Hall and Murray Edwards are the closest there, so we might get a bump there, but it's very hard to tell at the moment. I will keep you updated on that. Back to Jack.
Thank you very much, Daisy. In which case, I think we can call some provisional results in that division as that victorious Newnham W3 boat push away. They've got massive smiles on their faces as they collect their foliage. Lots of pictures going on there. But provisional rundown in this division, I think we can call that Corpus Christi W1 are good for a row over, Elazar LMBC W2, Christ W2 are good for a row over, Keys W2 look like they may end up rowing over again. They have rowed over every single day so far in this May bump, as have their W1. So they look like they're going to row over every single day at the moment. Murray Edwards W2 may be going to get caught by Trinity Hall W2, but at the moment they look good for row overs. Emma W3 rowing over as well. So the top seven boats look like they're all going to row over. Then you've got four bumps in succession. First and third W2 bumped up on Selwyn W2. That means they are on for their blades tomorrow. And the Cat W2 got bumped by Newnham W3. Daisy, have you got anything quick for us?
Yeah, so coming down the long reach, we now have Pembroke W3 being chased by Fitz W2. Fitz are really pushing. And they say they're about half boat length away from Pembroke W3, who unfortunately look really tired. They're my own colleagues, so I'm very sad to say they possibly might get bumped on the long reach. Fitz W2 are really bearing down on them, but they haven't quite closed that half boat length. So back to Jack for the rest of the rundown.
Thank you very much, Daisy. Keep me posted if that gets any closer, if we get a bump there. But as the rest of the rundown is looking at the moment, Girton W2, unfortunately, on for their spoons tomorrow. They've been bumped by Jesus W3. Anglia Ruskin W1, they got their blades last year, but they're on for spoons tomorrow, which is unfortunate for them because they got bumped by St Edmunds W1, who are on for their blades tomorrow. Pembroke W3 got spoons last year. If they end up getting caught by Fitz W2, could mean that they have had two out of 3 days where they've been bumped. This may bumps, but at the moment, maybe that Pembroke will be able to escape the clutches of Fitz and get a row over. And at the bottom of the division, the sandwich boat, Lucy Cav and Hughes Hall combined, W2, look to be good for a rower as well. We'll go and get some confirmed results with Daisy in a little bit.
97.2
Cam FM.
It's time for some results.
Indeed, it is time for some results because we are going to go over live to the Riverside for the summary of what has happened in that W3 division.
Hi, it's Daisy on the Riverside. I have W3 confirmed results. So, firstly, Corpus Christi W1 rode over, Lady Margaret W2 rode over, Christ W2 rode over, Keys W2 also rode over, Murray Edwards W2 and Trinity Hall W2 both rode over, and Emmanuel W3 also rode over. Now we've got some bumps. First and third W2 bumped up on Selwyn W2, Newnham W3 bumped up on St. Cat's W2, Jesus W3 bumped up on Girton W2, St. Edmunds W1 bumped up on Anglia Ruskin W1, and Fitz W2 bumped up on Pembroke W3, and finally the sandwich boat, Lucy Cavendish, Hughes Hall W2 combined, rowed over. Thanks very much.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Daisy. Have fun on the rest of the Riverside today. So that is the confirmed results from W3.